The Lagos state government on Thursday hosted members of the Food and Beverages Recyclers Alliance, FBRA, on a courtesy call, discussing modalities for the commencement of the enforcement of the ban on single-use plastics, insisting that the full enforcement would commence very soon. Speaking during the meeting held in the Ministry of the Environment and Water Resources conference room, Commissioner for the Environment and Water Resources Tukunbo Wahab said the state is very strategic and intentional about the single-use plastic (SUP) ban. According to him, the meeting also discussed other issues involving both parties, such as the extended producer responsibilities and what FBRA is doing behind the scenes to work with the government, saying, "We commended them for their efforts and we agreed on some other things to solidify the relationship." He said sometime in January 2014, the state government commenced the enforcement of the ban on styrofoam with the commitment to add single-use plastics, SUP, after 12 months. The stakeholder engagement would be a monthly affair for now and would be constituted with massive advocacy and public sensitization before enforcement, adding that all decisions during the stakeholder engagement would help to stimulate positive results once the enforcement commences. He said unlike styrofoam, SUP is more complicated and the government does not want to make a mistake as it is trying to do what is right for a sustainable environment. But thankfully, the FBRA members agree 100% with the government and the present administration is glad they spoke with one voice that they need this ban more than even the government. The commissioner emphasized that the government is not banning pure water but only banning the usage of single-use plastics of less than 40 microns. According to him, the government is not banning pure water. We shall buy the sachets back and we are working round the buyback. I'm also glad that lots of interventions for recycling and reusing the products, pure water sachets, are in the works. We are planning on signing a MOU with Lafarge by next week on a particular use from their factory. These are directives we want to push and measures we are being put in place. Wahab reiterated that the government is banning SUP this year and working on the modalities to implement it with FBRA, adding that most big supermarkets and retail outlets are already implementing it by selling plastic bags at a price to their customers as a means to discourage them from disposing it but rather keep them clean when next they go shopping. I want to make a plea with Lagosians, let us continue to support the government concerning the ban of styrofoam as we move to the next phase, which is the ban on the usage of single-use plastics. Lagosians should see it in the context of an issue we are trying to address and they should support the government concerning it. We are also going to be considerate with how we will implement it so that we can clean the system of this waste and move towards the reusing and recycling of the product and save our landfills from things that do not have to go there. He stated. Speaking earlier, the chairman of FBRA, Ziad McClough, said the banning of usage on SUPs is a welcome development and long overdue, adding that the association is set to introduce a new system where they can produce alternatives that will be good for the economy and the environment. He said the association is in total support of the state government's initiative and is encouraging its customers to now make use of thick plastic bags, informing that the association is also looking at other ways to enlighten them on how to separate their wastes and make money from it.